And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCW in Sitka. It is a sunny Monday, June 22nd, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Becky Latanik. She is a ranger with Sitka National Historical Park. Becky, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well. So happy it's sunny.
I know. It's a beautiful, beautiful day and a perfect day for walking tours, which I've heard you're beginning anew this summer. They'll be offered. Can you tell us a little bit about what those tours are?
Sure. So this summer, we've decided to expand our programming to include Russian American history downtown walking tours. And we decided to make that expansion in part based on a couple of things. One was we spent this past couple years reviewing our general management plan and also looking at some of the enabling legislation that the park uses as sort of its foundation documents. And we realized that our interpretation of the Russian Bishop's House and everything about the Russian Bishop's House was too narrowly focused. So with superintendent direction and management team direction, we decided to think about how we might reinterpret some of our mandates so that we had a more comprehensive and holistic look at the Russian Bishop's House and what it symbolizes for Sitka. And what we found was that we are missing a couple opportunities. First is that we're supposed to be commemorating Tsarist Russia's exploration and attempted colonization of Alaska, and that's sort of a big, broad theme. And the second thing is we are supposed to also be looking at Alaska's connection to the 1860s period, so specifically the transfer period. And we found that the Russian Bishop's House is a great jumping off point to begin talking about those things, but that there are many more resources in town that help us to tell that story more fully. And so the idea became, let's see if we could wrap all those resources together, and the Russian American History Downtown Walking Tour was born.
Mm. So what are some of the new stops on this walking tour?
It's really fun. We mapped it out. We walked all downtown and weighed in all the pros and cons, but we decided that we would go from the Russian Bishop's House to Building 29, which is the log cache today. And then we stop by St. Michael's Cathedral. Then we go over to the blockhouse up there near the top of the Nakahiti. And then we end up on Castle Hill. So it takes about an hour. And we don't go in any of those places, but we go around and look at all of them.
Okay. And these tours start at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And when are they being offered?
So we do them right now on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 10:30, and they last until 11:30. And this week we'll be doing them Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And this is only our second week of doing them, but they've been very popular. So as we assess their popularity and decide whether or not we should expand them or contract them, that will affect our scheduling. So I can tell you Wednesdays and Thursdays are definite, and the rest of the days are to be determined.
Okay. And this is not the first time that Sitka National Historical Park, we were talking earlier, has offered walking tours with a glimpse into Russian history. You said 2007 to 2009, you had these occasional two-hour walking tours on special days. So I'm wondering what makes this tour, this one-hour tour that you've curated, unique? What are some of the things that you're talking about at these different sites, especially ones people are less familiar with, like the log cache and the blockhouse?
Sure. So I think one of the things that makes it unique is it's pretty condensed. We recognize that our visitors only have a select amount of time to spend in Sitka, and they're choosing to spend this time with us. And so we'd like to pique their interest and offer opportunities for them to make meaningful connections. And at a lot of our stops, it's just pieces. It's just exciting information to get them thinking about their connections in Sitka. And, you know, it's harder at some of the buildings like the log cache and the blockhouse because people are not as familiar with that part of the story. But every single stop, when you look at it holistically, really lends itself well to understanding Russian American history as a whole. And so we go by the log cache and we talk about what it must have been like to be one of the workers here in New Archangel, what it would have been like to live in the barracks and to be working to try and increase your socioeconomic status. And we go by St. Michael's and we talk about what it must have been like to either be a Lutheran or to be Russian Orthodox and what it was like to live with both of those churches right there next to each other and to belong to one or the other. And then we go to the Russian blockhouse, and the blockhouse is very symbolic of conflict and discord, because the story of Sitka is not all about harmony. It's about cultures coming together and falling apart and coming together. And the blockhouse is a very tangible reminder of that. And then Castle Hill, we end up at Castle Hill to discuss sort of the whole scope of things. Castle Hill is sort of the beginning and the conclusion of Russia's story. When we get up there, you can't help but look back at the park and think about the Battle of 1804 and what sort of set the stage for all of this. And then you can't help but talk about the 1867 transfer and how Russia exited from the stage. And so I think it's a really perfect place to wrap it all together.
And how do you incorporate the history of the Tlingits who lived here into the tour, which is mostly about the Russians coming? How is that built in?
Oh, at almost every single stop. So we, you know, when we start at the Russian bishop's house, we talk about how the Russian bishop's house was really one of the things that cemented everybody's relationship in town in terms of religion, that brought people together. And then we go to Building 29 and we talk about economic advantage and disadvantage and how the Tlingit people either were or were not part of that. Then we go and talk about the Russian blockhouse, and that's really one of the areas that's so easy to find opportunities to discuss the discord and, you know, disharmony that existed between the various groups there. I mean, such a tangible reminder of you know, legacy and distrust and all that kind of thing. And then I think throughout there's a universal and unifying theme, which is the Russians came and they made an impression and they altered forever how Sitka is. But they didn't, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess they didn't take away so much as they mixed, you know, they mixed up I'm just not really being very articulate. They mixed up the way that life was and they inserted all sorts of new ways of doing things, and they brought new ideas and imposed their ideas upon people. And the whole story of Russia's attempted colonization is about all these ideas coming together here in Sitka, and some working and some not, and the ramifications of all those ideas floating around in a very small place. And it created the fabric that we have here in Sitka today. I think it's really interesting.
Right. And this physical evidence of that, you're reminding me of this series of advertisements that the History Channel, I don't know if you saw these, but I remember seeing them in magazines. It'd be a picture of the Berlin Wall, for example, or the Eiffel Tower. And it would be a picture of it with a modern setting. And then there'd be this black and white ghost image of something else that happened, like the beaches of Normandy. It would have the kids playing in the sand and soldiers landing on the beaches. And the slogan was, "Know where you stand." So this idea that if you stand in a physical place, you should know what once happened on that ground. And it sounds like this tour is trying to do that for a wider stretch of Sitka than just the Russian Bishop House. You're really trying to have people imagine the story at these like critical points.
Yeah, that's a great comparison, because when we do our walking tours, a lot of the rangers give out 1845 maps of Sitka.
Oh.
And so you can orient yourself.
Are they
are very antique-y looking. And so when you walk downtown, you really get this amazing sense of what the layout must have been like when you were here. And we have only four remaining buildings in all of North America that are from the Russian American era, and two of them are here in Sitka. So the Bishop's House and Building 29. And so I think it's really amazing when you're talking about trying to tell a story with not a lot of physical evidence left. You have to rely on those two anchors and then use a lot of imagination. And the 1845 maps help, and it does exactly what you do. You walk down Lincoln Street, and people have been walking down Lincoln Street that same way for, you know, hundreds of years. And so it's really cool.
Will this tour interest people even who have been walking down Lincoln Street every day for the past 40 years who have lived in Sitka?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, every time I go out and do the trainings with the staff about this, they know these little pieces about these buildings that I had never known, but helped make a richer, more complete understanding of what Sitka was like.
What is one thing that you've learned in this recent training that you found really interesting that you didn't know about Sitka or one of these places?
I think one of the things that I find the most interesting to me is the Russian blockhouse. So the Russian blockhouse is a replica. I think most people know that, but the one that stands up there above the Nakahiti was only built in the 60s, and they built it because in the early 60s, the National Park Service tore down the blockhouse that used to be in the park, and there was a huge public outcry because for some reason the public was very, very connected to that building. And so they rebuilt it up here in a more authentic place. And people have been very connected with that space, even though it's such a place of conflict. And so it's just fascinating to me that, you know, it's so important to history, but that it's one of those very conflicting pieces.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming in to talk about these walking tours, which have been offered. You've had two so far. It sounds like right. They've been really successful. And there will be three this week, 10:30 to 11:30, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. You can go on the Russian American History Walk. And where should people meet?
Meet at the Russian Bishop's House.
Meet at the Russian Bishop's House. Wear very, very comfortable shoes.
Very comfortable shoes. Bring appropriate outdoor rain gear.
All right. Thank you so much, Becky Latanik, for coming in and talking with me.
Thanks for having me.